The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius, Bob and Chez Show.
Oh, hi, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. Just in time for Father's Day, Bubble Genius is proud to present their O-Balls Golf Ball Soap Gift Bucket. Due to popular demand, they've made a gift pack out of the same golf ball soaps that are in their Nice Pair 2-pack for all those dads who love golf. They come in a galvanized metal bucket with 8 balls, the perfect gift for the golf dad in your life. Only $15 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code BobAndChez, that's B-O-B-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z, you'll get 15% off your entire order of balls. Only at BubbleGenius.com. Hey, let's start the damn show.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that. Brick killed a guy. Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Brick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
This is the What's Happening Sound. Radio, that's where it is. Community activities. Charming people shoot the breeze. Get your spirits off the ground. Radio,
radio,
the What's Happening Sound.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Strand.
Yep.
Strand.
Hey. Hi, hello. It is Tuesday, June 9, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza right there.
Yo.
Brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best soap and bath and body products in the world. They're loaded with soapy strength.
Scum!
Oh, wait, this is the wrong button. That's...
Scum!
Oh, that's Alex Jones. He's yelling at us.
Scum!
Now, here's Lindsey Graham.
You dick!
Wait, that's not him either. It's this.
Strand.
We debuted this on the after party. I don't think anyone on the pre-show has heard this yet, but we've got our Lindsey Graham strength ISOs now.
Strand.
We've got the upbeat strength.
Strength.
And the seductive strength.
Yeah, and the very seductive strength, which is this one.
Strength.
Yeah. I want to show you my strength.
We're also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. The Bowen Law Group wants to give free answers to legal questions for our listeners only. Head over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Or click the link on the podcast page and get your legal questions answered by Charles J. Bowen. All right. And make sure to support our Patreon fundraising effort, patreon.com/Bob and Chez. We just topped $1,800 today. So we're like, what is that? $181 away from hitting the $2,000 mark.
Please give. Give till it hurts us less.
Yeah, I mean, let's see if by the end of the day, we can exercise, our listeners can exercise serious
strength
and knock us over the $2,000 mark on Patreon.
Are we doing a money bomb? We're doing a money bomb.
It's a money bomb.
Whatever the hell that is.
We'll just call it a money
strength.
It'll be a money strength. Or we can do a money
scum.
It's a show of strength.
it's a listener show of
strength.
I can't get enough of that. I'm sorry. All right. Big show today. We're going to talk about the that Texas pool party cop. Obviously, yeah. Like this is the story that everyone's talking about. We got a Duggar update, some Duggar items, including Pastor Jeffreth. Speaking of that voice,
strength.
Pastor Jeffreth defended the Duggars on Fox News Channel, and Keith Abloh once again, right for a change, and just completely annihilating Patrick
Shepard. It'd be awesome if he's been hustling them this entire time. Like, just saying the most asinine, like, seriously, like saying, you know what, I'm gonna go on there and I'm going to say the dumbest thing anyone can possibly say. And Fox News is just going to eat it up. They're going to eat it up because the left hates it. And then when the time comes, I'm just going to totally spin on them and show them that I'm a double agent.
Yeah, he's going to completely boomerang back around and knock them in the face.
Yeah, he's a pool hustler.
And he totally nailed Pastor Jeffress on Fox News Channel the other day. So we've got that audio. We're going to play that for you. Plus Mike Huckabee on the blaming the liberal media for the Duggar scandal, of course,
because it was it was David Muir from ABC who went in and touched the Duggar sisters,
right? So I mean, there's a general theme that's running between the Texas pool party video and the reaction to that and the Duggar story. And
it's
that
is conservative media covering for everybody. Everybody doing terrible, terrible things.
I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, we've known for a while the way the conservative media, the conservative entertainment complex behaves and who they defend and how they defend them. But I don't think we've ever turned this corner yet with Fox News Channel and the broader conservative entertainment network where they are defending and backstopping and spinning for a confessed sex abuser. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you've got over the past year, we've seen, you know, Cliven Bundy was, I think, the beginning of it, to me. I mean, at least sort of the modern defense of just absolute scumbags.
Mm-hmm. Scum!
With no sense of shame whatsoever. With no sense of shame in doing so. It began with that, with embracing this racist, anti-government, dangerous idiot. And then from there, it's turned into, I'm baffled by it. I really am. I mean, is this where we're at? Is this where it is? Seriously, politics is more important than morality, than doing what's right, what's legitimately right, what no one would argue with.
What's happened is Fox News Channel has decided that, well, because they're Christians and conservatives and they support conservative causes, they really have no choice but to defend those people.
But that's obviously not the truth. I mean, a lot of what you're seeing right now, I think, really gives away, as if we haven't seen it before, really gives away the fact that they are not a serious network in any sense, by any stretch of the imagination, in any sense. They are not. You know, they are. All they're doing is they take a stand on the right, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They cover for people who are there. They, you know, that's their gig. That's their job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's crap because I'm watching the video of the cop, and I'm like, this is indefensible. This is legitimately indefensible.
Right.
And I'm watching, obviously, what happened with the Duggars. I'm like, also, indefensible. Mm-hmm. You can't. If you want to be taken seriously, you can't defend these things. There have to be times when you give a little, when you say, look, you know what? I may be conservative. I may be Christian, but that's wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you know, I may be pro-cop, but that's wrong.
So let's start with the Texas cop, all right, and the Fox News reaction, as well as some of the details surrounding that. And then we'll segue over to the Duggars within a Duggar update. You know. We'll come back to that. With this Texas pool party video, I just want to start by saying this, and it's really difficult to see something that actually tops the choking to death video in Staten Island. But there was something about this one, and I kept going back to Sandy Hook. There was something about this one that made it particularly egregious because they were children. These are children. And this was a...
I don't care how much f***ing noise they were making.
Yeah.
They're kids.
And this teenage girl, for God's sake, first of all, she was practically naked.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy tossed her around as if he was behaving. This guy, Eric Casebolt. The reason I played the Anchorman clip at the top of the show because Eric Casebolt sounds like a made-up like Anchorman name,
yeah,
like
Russ
Mantooth and Eric Casebolt. But this guy tossed her around as if he was apprehending like some sort of insurgent or, you know, what they like to call on Fox News Channel a thug, you know, like a street gang member or something. It's a 14-year-old girl in a two-piece bathing suit who just got a little mouthy. And the last time I checked, I don't think getting mouthy to a cop is a tackle-worthy offense. And that was only the half of it.
And he didn't. She didn't get mouthy in his face. Right. She was walking away. And, you know, the fascinating thing, I know that I can't remember who posted an article on this today, but it's getting a lot of circulation. And this is the same thing that I thought in watching it. Mm-hmm. To watch the other cops, the way they're responding, where they're de-escalating the situation, and that's what you're supposed to do as a cop.
Yeah.
In a situation like that, you're not dealing with people drawing guns on you. You're dealing with a bunch of rowdy kids in a residential neighborhood. And the one cop is talking to the kids, he's being cool with them, and they're being great. They're not being jerks. They're not hassling him.
Nope.
You know? I mean, nope. They're just standing there answering questions, and the one kid comes over, gives the guy back his flashlight. He's like, "Oh, thanks, man." You know, and keeps like, "Look, you know what?" And keeps talking to these people, and everything's fine. And then in comes this charging asshole bull.
Yeah.
And he's running and yelling and screaming at people. And what it is he has lost control. Mm-hmm. He's operating on nothing but emotion. There's no training there. There's no sense of you know, I need to do what's right here and de-escalate the situation. There's just anger that he's not being, you know, respect my authority.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's
right.
All it is. And he's going to teach these little a lesson.
Yeah. I think he was...
He's going to show them who's boss. And that is just... That's crap.
You know, he had a YouTube account that was up there for a while. It may still be up, but he's removed all of the videos from it. Because he had a... He had one album of videos on there labeled training videos. And they were all videos of excessive use of force.
Yeah.
I think this guy was obsessed with getting a chance. Getting one black kid to say something obnoxious to him so that he could just go all Napoleon on them.
It could definitely be that, but I'm not sure that this particular moment was premeditated. I think seriously he just, you know, it was a bunch of kids running in different directions, and I think he had no control over the situation. Mm. And his way of dealing with no control over the situation was, well, I'm the cop. You're going to damn well do what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, so he used force. And he used force on kids that just were not a threat. They were not a threat.
Well, he seemed to think they were. He seemed to think this girl was a threat to him. And in fact, Sean Hannity was backstopping this whole idea of this girl being a threat.
Yeah,
you know,
Hannity said that like one of the kids was the potential for one of the kids to shank him.
To shank
him. Like it's Oz.
Yeah, exactly. We have that that audio here. Sean Hannity said a few other things too, and then he gets around to the shanking.
Girl.
Yeah, but doesn't a cop have a lot more to think about than just that girl, especially after people repeatedly asked the cops repeatedly asked these kids that weren't invited to the party to leave? In other words, while he is working on trying to get...
Well, first of all, I think that's a lie. I think they were invited to the party. It's just that the neighbors didn't want them there.
I think you're probably right.
The guy who called the cops, the guy's name is Sean Toon.
Yeah.
Looks exactly like... You know, I think we've talked about this on the show before. The uniform, he was wearing the uniform. He had the camouflage baseball cap.
Yep, with like, I think he had a camouflage baseball cap with like Oakley shades across the bill.
Yeah, exactly. And he had the goatee, and he was, you know, about 100 pounds overweight. It was just the exact uniform. It's the Larry the Cable Guy uniform.
Yeah, the Larry the Cable Guy uniform, yeah.
So and I wonder what...
And by the way, before we go any further, now granted there were a lot of police around also, but that officer taking the time amongst this entire group of people to grab that girl... And bring to go over to her because she wasn't near him. Go over to that girl, grab her, take her down, mm-hmm. put him at such a tactic. I mean, just from a police point of view, put him at such a tactical disadvantage. You know, if you're talking about somebody who's trying to make sure, well, you know what, I'm safe and I'm not going to get myself hurt and other people are not going to get hurt. That is just that's the worst thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I said to John Fugelsang yesterday on his show, you know, look. The most incompetent substitute, like high school substitute teacher, has a better grasp of crowd control with kids than this guy.
Right, exactly. He did exactly the wrong thing.
That put him at a disadvantage. That kept his back to people who were a threat. I mean, that, you know, and I don't want to talk like I know that much about police work. I mean, my dad was a cop for a long time.
Sure.
So he never shut up about it. But yeah, but I mean, just looking at the tape, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like by concentrating on this one girl, he left himself open. Should anybody else have really been a threat, he left himself open to all of that.
Yeah, see, now, didn't he start, the way I recall the video going down is that he started with the girl. And then those two other kids came up, and that's when he drew his firearm,
for God's sake. Because I kind of reacting quickly, I think, you know, you like to think, and I love, you know, Hannity, idiots like Hannity love to defend, you know, do what the cop says, do what the cop says. I think that if I saw a really close friend of mine who was in a bikini, who really hadn't done anything, walking away from a cop, and he grabbed her and twisted her wrist to get her on the ground. And then I think I'd probably come after him, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Understandable.
And, you know, and that would be the worst possible thing to do. I know that.
There was nothing over the top about the way the kids behaved, but there was everything over the top about the way Eric Casebolt behaved. Right.
They didn't even come after him. They sort of circled around him, which, again, he put himself in a position where they could circle around him, which is just stupid.
Yeah.
And so, of course, you know, he's got a bunch of kids in, like, bathing suits, and he draws his gun on unarmed kids.
He should have done another Starsky and Hutch drop and roll move.
Like, yeah, that actually was very impressive. The barrel roll. That was nice.
Yeah, that's what on the Stephanie Miller show, they're calling it the Starsky and Hutch move. It's really impressive. Here's more of Sean Hannity.
This girl under control, is it not a risk to the officer that someone can come up behind him and...
It's a very dangerous job, Sean. I respect what they do. I agree with you 100%.
What about the circumstances, though, when, you know, we now have an environment, in other words, where obviously there's no respect being shown the officers. Now, back when I was a kid...
Yeah, because he was really commanding a lot of respect.
I saw a hell of a lot of respect for the other cops.
Yeah.
I saw everybody doing exactly what they said to do.
There was a whole other side conversation going on with the one cop over on the left by the curb.
Yeah.
With like three other kids, and they were all hanging out and talking.
And by the way, if you watch the video, I cannot speak to state of mind, and I don't want to, but if you watch the video, it looks a hell of a lot to me like when that cop draws him, and Casebolt draws his gun and starts clearing everybody. It really looked to me like the response of the other two officers was not because there was a threat to him. It was because he was the threat.
Yeah.
The response seemed to be, oh, Jesus, we need to get over here and stop this guy.
Well, as soon as he drew his gun, everyone had to have been thinking, oh, no, this is going to be another Walter Scott. I mean, that's immediately what I started thinking. Like, he's gonna shoot one of these kids.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, all these kids, they're probably internet savvy. They've seen the video of Walter Scott getting shot in the back after he's pulled over for a broken taillight. They know what's going on. So obviously, there's going to be panic.
Right.
And so then he goes back to the girl, tackles the girl down, puts the force of his entire body weight on her back and her head, one knee on her back and one knee on her head. Because what? She was going to somehow overpower him with her awesome 105-pound body mass?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay, well, here...
Yeah, there's no excuse for any of it.
Let's get to Sean Hannity's stupid shank remark.
Now, we had our little run-ins, and we knew the cops by name in our neighborhood, and
Sean Hannity's Leave It to Beaver childhood. Isn't that
right?
Nice?
Exactly. Sean, you're not black. Shut the fuck up.
The cops said to disperse. You dispersed. I mean, now we're watching people say, no, we're not leaving. I mean, it now compounds the problem. It makes their job 10 times more difficult. It makes their decision that much more clouded because they don't know if those same kids that won't respect them and take their orders to leave, are they going to come in and hit them with a shank in the back as they're arresting somebody?
Hit them with a shank in the back. That's the...
He's watched far too much television.
Hit him with a shank in the back.
He really has this idea that black kids are just these fucking monsters.
Well, this is it.
That everybody who's black is, you know, is out of BC and Oz.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. He's behaving as if, and he's treating these kids as if they're prisoners.
Yeah.
As is, they're criminals convicted and tossed into jail.
They're prisoners in our world. Yeah. They're prisoners in our, you know, they're prisoners to be contained in our white world.
Right.
And you know what, by the way, I don't even need to say it. If you happen to notice some of the interaction between the white kid shooting the video and the black kids, they're all like, hey, brother, what's up? Hey, man. You know, they're like, there's no racial tension between them.
No, the kid shooting the video was white. And he said to Gawker on Sunday that he may as well have been invisible.
Yeah.
Cop didn't give a rip about that guy. But, you know, the black kids, he went all like medieval on them. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with Megyn Kelly's weird reaction. That'll be right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
Strength.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Oh, you are good.
I know how to back time a song.
You are Morning Zoo ready.
Alright. So what Sean Hannity is doing here is he's not necessarily defending the cop, but he's giving the cop enough cover and making it seem like, well, the kids kind of deserved it. The kids kind of had it coming to them.
Yeah, because the clip that you played starts at him cutting off another guy who's on the phone who says, look, you know what? What the cop did was wrong. And then you've got Hannity, we didn't see the whole tape. And, you know, these kids, they're dangerous. And, it's such crap.
Yeah, they didn't know if they were going to give him the shank.
The shank, right.
Give him the shank. Oh, man. Yeah, so, and also, Megyn Kelly basically said the girl was no saint either. It was, let's see here. Fox News host Megyn Kelly responded to the brutal video showing a teen girl being manhandled by a Texas police officer by commenting that, quote, the girl was no saint either. He had told her to leave, and she continued to linger. And when the cops tell you to leave, get out.
So continuing to stay there or walking away too slowly makes you no saint.
Yeah.
Makes you deserving of having your wrist twisted to put you down on the ground and basically kneeled on by a guy who already admitted that in addition to his own weight, he's carrying 30 pounds of equipment.
Precisely.
That's fucking insane to think that. That's sociopathic to think that.
Some other Fox News reaction, and this all of this is predictable. Fox Business's Lou Dobbs. What in the world are police, we have to ask, supposed to do when people don't respect the law? Refuse to obey? Britt Hume said, if you obey the police, it doesn't usually happen. That means if you obey the police, you don't get, you know, stood upon and a gun waved in your face by the police. hit him with a shank. I just noticed the Sean Hannity quote again. Hit him with a shank. Reminds me of that Ron Paul tape with Bruno where he says, he put a hit on me. He's crazy. He's queer. He put a hit on me.
Yeah.
It's like the wrong way to use slang.
Yep. Hit him with a shank.
Hit them with a shank. Oh, God. Fox guest Bo Deedle.
Oh, thank God, Bo Deedle, when he's not hawking, you know, Arby's.
The teens might have said, quote, I'm going to pop a cap.
Wait, what?
He said, Bo Deedle said the teens might have said, I'm going to pop a cap. So he was concerned that the kids might have popped a cap in the cop's ass.
Wow. You know what I mean? Wow. It's just, Seriously, it's just red meat for that audience. It's just everything that they do is confirmed. That line, to me, is up there with the terrorist fist jab line. It's just yeah. nothing but a confirmation of every night terror, you know, middle American aging white people have.
Exactly. Oh, meanwhile, the Deucey in the Box also weighed in. Nobody loves the Deucey in the Box. Steve Deucey said, "What we do know is that there is an investigation right now, and what we do know that some people are calling for the cop to be fired. Why the rush to judgment?" Was it not obvious enough from the videotape? I mean, what else do we need to see, really?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy was clearly beyond his mandate, clearly abusing these kids, waving his gun around in front of unarmed kids, and then basically putting his entire body weight on this poor little girl's back.
Right.
Jesus. What more do we... Deucey wants a long-labored investigation before anything happens.
Right. Which they are doing an investigation.
Yeah.
So there's no rush to judgment.
Yeah. But
they're
saying,
suspending him because the tape is damning. Mm-hmm. And they'll do an investigation. And, you know, I would really hope that they determine that this guy needs to go. Anybody who... That because that shows an abuse of power, and man, you give somebody a gun and a badge and an attitude that says I can do whatever I want. That is the worst possible combination. And I know there are a lot of cops out there like that.
Yeah,
but man.
Meanwhile, this I don't know if you saw this. This former McKinney police officer completely annihilated this guy. He said, quote, "I don't care what she was yelling at the officer. Anyone would not have justified throwing her to the ground and pushing her down and throwing her face into the concrete like he did."
Exactly. It doesn't matter if she's calling him a fucking pig, you know, pig piece of shit. If she's walking away and she poses no threat to him, mm-hmm. then too bad. Suck it up, dude. It's your job. You're the adult in the room.
Yeah, and again, I go back to this, and this is my last word on this particular issue, which is that there is something clearly systemic going on here. These can't be coincidental, isolated incidences going on, all these videos. Now, certainly, this kind of thing has been going on for a long time. It's just now more visible because of the prevalence of camera phones and so forth. But there's something going on. There's some glitch in the system that's either mistraining people or training them informally or not to overreact, to go way, way ballistic on people who otherwise do not deserve it.
I think it's mostly just a video thing. I think we're just seeing it more now.
Oh yeah, we're certainly seeing it more now. But what is the causality? What's causing these guys to run off half cocked and shooting them in the back or abusing young teenage girls who are clearly not armed or a threat?
Sense of invincibility. Pumped up on all that supposed authority that they have and believing that they're invincible and that they can do whatever the hell they want. And again, it really, you know, the respect my authority joke is kind of very true.
Yeah.
You know, respect my authority. You know, I used to, when I was in high school, a lot of the kids that I went to high school with, not a lot, but a few of them went on to become cops. And the reason they became cops was, and I remember thinking this at the time, all the wrong reasons. You know, they became cops because not because, you know, they wanted to serve the public trust or, because they respected the idea of working in law enforcement. They became cops because they were kind of aimless and didn't know what the hell else to do. And it was a tough, you know, they could be a tough guy. They could get a gig doing it without going to college. And, you know, you got a badge and a gun and you got to, you know, get free meals at Denny's and, you know, call black people and get away with it.
Yep.
And I'm not saying all cops are like that. Obviously not. You know, again, my dad's a cop, and I have a lot of respect for what police do. And I met so many amazing cops in my day. But there's some of them that join, especially the ones was Case Bolt in the Army?
Case Bolt was in the Navy.
In the Navy, okay. Yeah. I mean, look, you know what? Sometimes former military guys, especially if they don't see action, come back, they become cops, they've got this attitude that, like, you know, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be tough guys. And it's just, it's the wrong attitude to have. It is, again, this article that was written, that was posted today, that's getting circulation, hit it on the head perfectly. It's the difference between cops who think they are guardians and cops who think they are warriors. Guardians are what they're supposed to be. Yeah, occasionally, yeah. That means they have to become a warrior.
Well, that's what
but
I said.
Not the attitude. The attitude is that you're supposed to protect and serve, you know, and defend. You're not supposed to be some, you know, some gun-wielding badass.
Right, right. But they believe, and this is the way, this guy was behaving as if he was, you know, storming insurgent strongholds in Ramadi or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And that shouldn't be the case whatsoever. I mean, no. Just basic crowd control 101, and that's what these guys need to learn again, or learn for the first time, as the case may be. Got to take another break. We'll be back with more show right after this.
Hi, this is Buzz Burbank in the Buzz Burbank Newsroom, preparing for you another Buzz Burbank News and Comment. Do you like good stories? Boy, I sure do. I turn over a lot of stones each day to make sure I don't miss the best ones. Sure, some make me angry, and some make me sad, and some make me laugh, and isn't that what makes us human? I'm proud of the fact that I pack more news into my 10 or 15 minutes a day than the evening news does in a half hour. It's a free podcast at buzzburbank.com, or you can subscribe free at iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or get it on any RSS device. It's like a newspaper for your head. It's Buzz Burbank News and Comment, another Realm Network presentation. Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Strat.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
Yes, please do it. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the show. It's absolutely free. And it helps the show. Give us a 5-star rating and a review while you're there. Okay, so just real quick, you know, we're 9 days into June. It is officially summertime.
Summertime!
The summer is finally here. In fact, I went to the beach over the weekend. That's how summery I was feeling.
Yeah, it was really warm here yesterday.
And you know what summertime also means? Summertime also means this.
Bionic Dan Badondi here from the Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Deli. With our new location in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Deli is celebrating summertime with our Bionic Summertime Specials. But before we do that, folks, I want to talk about these people who are always trying to lower me with their articulate words. I don't even want to say their names or whatever, folks. It's my competitors, Beefy Dick Megiddo's Beefy Italian Deli. This Beefy Dick thinks he's better than me, and he's just
this week's summertime specials.
Stop by our Woonsocket, Rhode Island store for our Agenda 21 21-inch Italian hoagie for your pool party or backyard barbecue. It's got a lot of dings, including bologna. Plus, you get our finest Rhode Island seagull meat. The Rhode Island seagull is considered poultry, I think, but there ain't no GMOs in my bionic seagull meat. But wait, there's more dings. Our ass-kicking maniac yak meat, $3.49 a pound. Only Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Deli specializes in yak, folks. It's the Cadillac of wild game. We hunt and butcher only the finest male yaks. Then we smoke the maniacs in our beef-smoking monster beef smoker and slice it thin or dick-sliced. But I'm sure Beefy Dick Megiddo's Beefy Italian Deli is getting lots of excitement when he hears this because he's going to start serving maniac meat. But sorry, Beefy Dick Megiddo's Beefy Italian Deli. You got a long way to go, Beefy Dick.
Hold it right there. More dings.
This month only, Alex Jones listeners eat for free from our Bionic Dan Badondi Suplex Soupplex machine. 6 varieties of fresh hot soup to choose from. Try our New World Order New England Clam Chowder. Gun-grabbing gazpacho. Chemtrail consomme. Biblical Prophecy Bouillabaisse. False Flag Finesga. And our Summertime Suplex Soup Special. That's right, folks. It's our Audit the Foe soup, direct from Vietnam. And the Vietnam War was started by a false flag with the Gulf of Tonkin. It's
one more thing.
It's been exactly 1 week since the last time a Bionic Dan Badondi's Bionic Italian Deli employee chopped off a finger in our beef-smoking monster beef slicer. So we're celebrating this milestone by offering zesty head cheese for $5.99 and Brunswagger. I'm sorry, folks. This thing with Beefy Dick Mugito has just made me so... I could rage about that for hours, but we don't have enough time for that. Listen, Beefy Dick, you're going to get evil scum.
So get all your deli meats at Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian Deli, because...
Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian Delicatessen. Bionic Dan Badani's Bionic Italian Delicatessen is great.
I was late starting the show today. I had to send Chez an email saying I was going to be 5 minutes late because I could not read the damn line about the maniac.
One ass-kicking maniac.
For some reason, the idea of Dan serving man-yak was cracking me up, but I couldn't spit out the stupid goddamn line.
Speaking of maniac, the perfect segue into Lindsey Graham.
Yes, Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham. Some good,
strength.
Some good
strength.
Lindsey Graham stories today. First of all, Lindsey Graham. Where's that story? The Lindsey Graham is promising a rotating first lady.
I'll bet he is.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham said, well, because he's not married, there's no first lady. So he said, well, I've got a sister. She could play that role if necessary. I've got lots of friends. We'll have a rotating first lady. Won't that be sweet?
You already know who is. His first rotating first lady is going to be like Lady Chablis from Midnight of the Garden of Good and, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Strength.
I do declare, Miss Lady Chablis.
Oh my God, Lindsay! It's the gift that keeps.
He really on is. He's like Savannah royalty.
There was another Lindsey Graham story. Lindsey Graham trying to look like a tough guy.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Tough guy. He said
trying to go from twink to leather daddy.
Burglars beware. Lindsey Graham has an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle.
And he does.
Yeah. He won't hesitate to use it if he has to.
I'll bet he won't.
He said here, he's asked about gun control. He said, well, I think you have a copy of the article right there. I want you to read the quote in bold.
I've got some very good gun control. I have quite good gun control, and I can shoot all over you.
Read the quote from the article in bold. Here we go.
This is an actual quote. Check me out. Check out my rating with the NRA. Come to my house. I will show you my AR-15. I'll bet you will.
Strength.
It's like many things in my life. It's long and hard and black.
Do you think he did finger quotes around AR-15?
Oh, yeah. You know. You just know that's what, like, his personal gimp calls his c**k.
You know, the first article I saw about this...
What's funny to me is, like, the complete lack of self-awareness from him. You know, come to my house, I will show you my AR-15. What the... Sincerely, do none of these people understand that we are living in the era of... everything being snarky on Twitter.
Oh my God, yeah.
Just setting yourself up for that, dude.
Check me out. I'll show you my AR-15.
I will show you my AR-15.
Strength.
That deserves the seductive strength.
Yes.
So Lindsey Graham. Thank you, Lindsey Graham. Thank you for tossing your chapeau into the ring.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
All right, so, we forgot to even start the clown car music, because we do have some other clown car stories. One more clown car story before we go to break. Santorum's campaign is off to a rousing start. A massive crowd of four people...
I love that.
...showed up at a campaign event yesterday. when it was just one Iowan. It happened in Hamlin, Iowa, when just one Iowan showed up. Just let's give it one ding for the one Iowan. At Rick Santorum's 2 p.m. campaign stop at a restaurant there on Monday, the winner of the 2012 Iowa caucuses made a quick decision, might as well order lunch. Rick Santorum said, "I haven't eaten, actually, all day," he said to his guest, Peggy Toft, an insurance agent and chair of the county's Republican Party. Well, of course, she's required to be there.
Right.
I mean, she wasn't even like a supporter or fan. She's just, you know, she's part of the campaign committee or part of the Republican Party there locally. For Santorum, who's making a second go at the Republican nomination for president, the low turnout wasn't surprising, he said, but all part of the plan.
Right? Of course.
Yes, he's got this all figured out.
Sure does.
He spent 2011 building momentum in Iowa by touring all 99 of the state's counties.
Did he stand up there and continue? Did he speak to them, like, behind the podium?
No, I think he just ate lunch.
If he did, he's an idiot, because he missed out on a great opportunity to seriously, you know what, if you're going to have only four or five people, make it into a thing.
Yeah,
you know what we are. We're just going to order lunch. We're going to sit down. Tell me what you're interested in.
So he said,
I mean, yeah, that makes it funny, but at least you try to make it work for your favor.
Toff said to Santorum, "They're known for their breaded tenderloins here at this restaurant. But there's a lot of good choices here. Rhubarb pie? Are you a reporter here?" Santorum asked. "Local reporter," a reporter said. "And I work here part-time." This is riveting conversation. Rick Santorum burning up the campaign trail. God, this... You know what? If anything deserves this music, it's this story. One.
Wait, four. Just four f***ing people.
I'm wondering why. Where does it say? I mean, the headline says four people, but it sounds like only one person showed up. Maybe it was one person and like three reporters.
Maybe that was it. That would be great.
Ah, the slippery slope, never disappointing. All right, we're going to take another break and come back and talk about the Duggars right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Yes, it is.
Step right up and don't be shy.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the Duggars here in a second. Play that clip of Dr. Keith Abloh really sticking it to Pastor Jeffress. I mean, talk about a guy who's got the
strength
voice. Pastor Jeffress has one of those voices. He happens to know the Duggars personally.
I'll bet he does.
They've been over to his ministry to worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I saw him. He responded to Bill Maher.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Maher. Maher did that big that big sort of who's actually persecuting Christians thing,
which is great,
on Friday night's Real Time, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And he said, you know, he went full Godwin and said, well, you know, the Nazis didn't start burning Jews right off the bat, too.
Right. Really smart. We have before we do that, we've got one more clown car. This is actually kind of a funny little clip here of one of our favorite members of the clown car, Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio didn't necessarily have any annoying cotton mouth this time around. I think he had plenty to drink before the Fox News segment. Just lapping it up. The big, big old bowl of water before he went on television this time. So they asked him on Fox News channel. They asked him, so his favorite, evidently his favorite rap act is Wu-Tang Clan. And so they asked.
He's a Wu-Tang fan?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they asked.
Wow.
They asked.
That is so, I got to give him credit. That is so not conservative.
No. Definitely
if Fox
not.
News finds out about that, holy crap. He seriously, Wu-Tang would shank him.
Well, do you think he's honestly really into Wu-Tang Clan? Or he's just trying to appeal to the kids?
I don't know who he would like to appeal to with that.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, Wu-Tang's awesome, man. But
so, well, they asked him. I don't think he's really into it because they asked him who his favorite Wu-Tang Clan member is.
Oh, this will be good.
And here's what he said.
And your love of Wu-Tang Clan. Do you have a favorite member? I've always been wanting
to. No. You know, I don't know.
You can't pick a favorite?
No. Yeah, so that's like early 90s stuff, right?
He has absolutely no idea.
He has idea.
He has no freaking clue.
Some one of his staffers.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
All about you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it actually.
I was hoping
have you moved it forward? Like, well, who do you like now?
I like you know.
Yeah, who do you listen to?
Well, I don't know. But listen to yes, not with my kids there, but Pitbull, who's somebody who lives in Miami, is great.
Yeah.
But I'm really still there's a SiriusXM's channel called Backspin.
Yeah,
it runs all the stuff from the 90s.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old.
I still
especially the stuff that came out of the West Coast in California in the 90s when Dre and then you know Tupac went West Coast and abandoned the East Coast and all that was a good time.
I like it.
That's your fun.
Oh yeah, interesting. Yeah, fun. Can't name a single member of his favorite recording artists.
And there are like 27 to choose from.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So let's get to our Duggar update and then go home.
The Lord said to Noah, there's going to be a floody, floody. Lord said,
first of all, the Jill and Jessa interview from Friday night, another ratings winner for Fox News Channel.
Of course it was.
Yeah. So we have this tape here of Pastor Jeffress on Fox News Channel getting nailed by Dr. Keith Abloh. Keith Abloh suddenly finding a conscience these days and being on the right side of an issue. How about that?
I swear, man, if the whole thing was a practical joke, I'm going to bow before Keith Abloh.
All right, so let's play this.
Well, full disclosure here, Sean. I know the Duggars. They worship in my church whenever they come to Dallas. I think they're a wonderful family, and I don't pretend to know everything that happened. No one does. But here's what we know for
sure. Except Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what's dumb about that? In Touch magazine just reported yesterday that they've got more revelations to come.
Awesome.
About
I'm
the
loving every second of it. Good.
And this guy just wrapped his doughy arms around the Duggars,
yep,
and just completely vouched for them on national television. Smart, smart Pastor Jeffress.
From this interview tonight, look, these girls admit they were abused by Josh. They say they have forgiven him. They love him. They want to get on with their lives. And yet there are some people, even in the world of counseling, who just can't accept that.
Yeah, some people just want justice. I mean, how crazy is that? People wanting justice. How and consistency. People want justice and consistency from these people. I don't understand.
Strength.
They say, oh, you're in denial. You have to be a perennial victim. You can't be healed from this. Well, the gospel message that this family embraces says that through the power of God's grace and going through the proper steps of forgiveness, you don't have to be a victim forever. You can get on with your lives. And your question is, does this work? Let me just say this. Does it work? Whatever happened, Josh has not been accused of anything in the last 12 years. He has his own family. The girls are saying this is.
Listen to how breathless he is.
Yep.
He can't. He's defending them so ferociously that he can't even catch a breath.
Yeah.
Just like ripping a scab off a wound that already healed.
Great.
Why are we re-victimizing these girls?
Dr. Abloh?
Well, Sean, the church hasn't always been perfect in its treatment of pedophiles, has it? And so while pastoral counseling can be tremendously valuable, I'm not sure that it's a comprehensive way to address pedophilia, number one. Number two, this is a great family. This is a family who turned their family into a sideshow.
Awesome.
Who invited cameras into...
I agree with everything he's about to say.
Wow. ...to their lives in a way...
Wow, unbelievable.
...that exploited their children and made money from them. Where's the wonderful family that the pastor is describing?
Pastor? Yeah, well, I'll tell you where it is. I will tell you this for sure.
I'm going to give you such a smack.
Exactly. Such a slap.
I'm going to give you a pinch right on the buttocks.
Mm-hmm. Where is it? Knowing the Duggars, let me tell you, they love their girls more than any of us on this panel do, and certainly more than the left do, and I'm tired of the hypocrisy of the
this
left.
This isn't a political issue.
Crocodile tears.
I'm a conservative.
No, I'm saying it is. There are people...
It's not a political issue,
wow.
And that's the bookends on today's show, that they're turning, that Fox News Channel and Pastor Jeffress and Sean Hannity and Megyn Kelly are making this into a political issue. When in the world are we going to universally come together and condemn something or praise something?
You and I have talked about it many times. I think we're past that point. I think we're at the point where every single thing is politicized now. Everything goes along partisan lines. I don't think anything can bring us together anymore. No, whether it be our joy or our contempt.
Yeah. You know, I said the exact same thing on the Stephanie Miller Show. By the way, buy Stephanie Miller's book at Amazon.com. I said the same thing on this morning's Stephanie Miller Show, and Chris Lavoie said,
"Hello."
He literally said, "Oh God, you sound like Chez." Well, I guess we absolutely agree on this. It's not a very upbeat analysis, but it's true.
It is true.
I mean, there's no reason why any conservative should look at this and go, "Okay, yeah, I'm gonna put my name on defending these people."
Yeah, you don't want to do that. This is wrong. There is, you know, I thought conservatives were all about justice. We're all about right and wrong.
Personal
we're
responsibility.
All about moralizing.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a moral standpoint on this story, and it's immutable.
When Anthony Weiner was sending dick pics on Twitter, my reaction was mortification and embarrassment.
Yeah.
I felt embarrassed to be a Democrat.
Yeah.
And this wasn't even child molestation. Nowhere in the same universe was a child molestation. Now imagine if Anthony Weiner had improperly touched, that's the new euphemism, improperly touched underage girls. Imagine then how, my God, I don't want to be associated with people who are doing this. And so, but instead the reaction from the conservative side is, oh, let's backstop these people. Let's think of A, B, C excuses. Let's bring up Lena Dunham and take to Twitter to troll anyone who's outraged by what happened with the Duggars.
Which is funny because they, you know, you can tell that they're preaching only to their choir, which are right-wing folks.
Right.
Because they don't seem to have any appreciation for how the left is more than happy to turn on each other.
Oh, yeah.
More than happy to self-cannibalize.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Lena Dunham got ripped to fucking shreds.
Oh, my God, yeah. And still is. I mean, put that story aside. The story from her book in which she was, what, 6 years old and touched her five-year-old sister or something like that. Nowhere in the same universe. That's a completely false equivalence. But regardless, people were still outraged about that. People are generally outraged by Lena Dunham. That's sort of the default position for everybody.
I'm outraged by her.
I know you are. Here's a little more of Pastor Jeffress.
No,
it isn't.
The values of the Duggars. Yes, there are. And look,
I wouldn't turn my family into a reality show. I hate those values.
Well, that's your judgment. That is your judgment. That is their choice as parents.
Well,
how many children
you
they
would.
Want to have. I heard you
apparently
yesterday
you
criticizing
would.
The number of children. You were criticizing the number of children they have. That is none of your you-know-what business.
It's you know what
wow.
It is. It is.
None of your you-know-what, mister. Listen to him. These people can't even say damn.
Yeah. But they can say
strength.
Right. They can't even say, you know, geez, God, what a fucking boring ass life that must be.
I know. You know, but the thing is, it is kind of our business because they've thrust it in our faces. They've put this TV show on. They appear on they used to appear on the Today Show all the time. They did two different interviews, 2 hours on Fox News Channel last week in prime time. How are we not allowed to observe this, evaluate it, and analyze it? That's none of our business. F you, it's none of our business. Of course it's our business. They're taking up 19 children. That's an enormous waste of resources.
It is.
I mean, there's an overpopulation problem in this world. Bill Maher talked about it. Go watch last week's Bill Maher. There aren't enough resources to go around. Americans are already using up too many of the world's resources. Way beyond our fair share. And these people are going around saying it's perfectly acceptable to crap out 19 kids. Are you kidding? Of course it's our business. And you know what? The idea, the matter of justice is our business too. The idea of hypocrisy is our business. When you go around condemning people, when you go around throwing stones, you better make sure as hell you're not full of sin yourself. Isn't that what Jesus taught?
I think so.
Hey, we'll see you on Thursday, folks. Bye-bye.
Strength.